Good morning, Houston, and welcome to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever. Each Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m., we'll share with you practical preventive medicine, steps that you can take starting right away to regain and maintain better health. Each week, we'll update you on books you need to read, whether written by me or by one of my many friends in what's called complementary or integrative medicine. We'll update you on what you need to know to stay healthier today, and we'll share interviews with patients and with experts. So get your pen and paper ready now. You don't want to miss any of the ideas that you do want to remember. We'll be talking about what you can do to get out of your pain and get on with your life. I've researched and practiced here in Metro Houston for 25 years, never believing that you're suffering from a deficiency of one or more drugs or that an operation is probably the best answer. Whatever ails you, God built your system to repair itself and to restore more normal function. And that, in a nutshell, is the whole buzz on the topic of alternative or holistic medicine that you've been hearing about these past few years. Drugs and surgery can be helpful, but true natural healing depends on three factors. First, find what's blocking you from feeling better and remove it. Second, find what trace factors you might be missing but you need for repair and provide them. And third, find what switches need to be turned on and then turn them on. We'll share practical pointers to help you improve with the most common problems seen in doctors' offices. Practical preventive medicine updates to help reduce your risk factors for the most serious diseases that claim our comfort and then our lives. And practical ways to reduce your risks and improve your results with drugs and surgery that you might need. As I've said for years, when life is your choice, failure is not an option. So learn more today on how you can succeed. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, that there is no new thing under the sun. So let's see what we might learn from those who've walked the path ahead of us. Michel de Montaigne has said, "We are born to inquire after the truth. It belongs to a greater power to possess it. It is not, as Democritus said, hid in the bottom of the deeps, but rather elevated to an infinite height in the divine knowledge." We are born to inquire after the truth. We are seekers of truth in our true nature. You know, children are so naturally inquisitive. They are so wonderful when they explore and when they learn. And, of course, then we send them to school and beat that out of them. But to a large extent, you know that what sings true in our soul, what we feel and what we know to be true in our lives, there's something right about that. And so often we seem to turn our backs on what's real and what's right and not really ever understand that we have cheated ourselves out of that divine knowledge. So pay attention to what's true and seek it. Richard Dean from Victoria called to ask us to explain more about how arthritis develops and whether surgery really is avoidable. So we're going to go through our bones and bands explanation a little for you. You know, when you are looking at your structure, you have bones and they're held together by rubber bands. Those are called ligaments. And that gives you your basic framework. And that is what gives you strength. And when you have strength like that, your function is able to happen. You are able to do what you want to do. You're able to be who you want to be, okay? And that function allows you to then act with ease in your life. You can bend and reach and walk. So bones and bands, your fundamental structure, is what you depend on. And then when you get injured, you stretch the rubber bands. You might even break the bones. Broken bones require orthopedic surgeons. But stretched bands, nobody really deals with that except orthopedic medicine specialists. That's what we're talking about today. Because you see, when you stretch a rubber band, you start getting a wobble. It's kind of like stressing the hinge on a door. It no longer sits quite right in the frame and it wobbles as you move it. That decreases the strength of the whole door, and that's because the function is going down now. It doesn't work quite as well as it used to. And instead of ease of function, you now have disease starting. Now, this is the important point. The disease is there before you feel it. In other words, you start developing symptoms after the disease is already there. So everybody knows symptoms of joint pains and spasms and headaches and stiffness and swelling and numbness, even nerve pains or loss of sleep and irritability and, of course, limitations in your life. These symptoms will often occur for about 4 years before people will go in to finally see a doctor because they'll try all sorts of self-medication. And that means the over-the-counter stuff or rubbing something on that they've heard about. And what we have then is a treatment happening at the symptom level, but the injury was up at the rubber bands at the top, the ligaments, where the injury stretched or tore a rubber band and allowed a wobble to occur. And you're grinding yourself down with this wobble. Over time, the unstable wobble wears down your joints, that's arthritis, and degenerates the discs in your neck and your back. So you finally go in for care downstream at the level of symptoms, and your choices at that time seem to be drugs and surgery. Of course, you know, it's just a little scope operation. I call it a scope and scrape because doctors don't ever go in to just look around. They do something. And the drugs, you know about them and their side effects, and that's one of the reasons why I got into the kind of medicine that I practice, because it is so important to avoid side effects wherever possible and to be as safe as possible. So what we offer when we have patients come in with symptoms is the prospect of doing reconstructive therapy, or RT for short. That's an orthopedic medicine procedure without drugs, without daily drugs, without surgery. We use a mild irritant that we inject into the area where the rubber bands have torn. And at that point, we're allowing them to strengthen. So we're actually doing the repair up at the level where you actually have the injury. Now, if you're able to repair the area of the injury, you can regain your strength and function, and you become more again at ease. If you don't do RT, then you're allowing yourself to get worse with the wobble because it doesn't get corrected. And drugs and surgery eventually lead to, you know, some sort of symptomatic control, but then you slip into crisis. Crisis is where you have more drugs and more surgery offered. You know, you get a fusion on your neck or back, or you get a new hip or a new knee, and of course you know what that means. It's not new you, it's new plastic or new steel. And more drugs and surgery seems to be the case at that time. You get one knee done, the next knee done, and so on. And again, you could still use RT, reconstructive therapy, to help at that point as well. In fact, people who've been told that they need operations are some of our best responders because they're really at a point where they're ready to do some healing. And of course, if more drugs and more surgery don't help it, then eventually you end up worsening, and that means your life is fading away. Low back pain is one of the most common reasons that people seek medical care. And again, that's the symptom that gets treated rather than treating the stretched and torn rubber bands, which are the whole root of the problem. It remains a diagnostic and treatment challenge for both the patient and the physician a lot of times, and an estimated 70 to 80% of the population is affected by low back pain at some time in their lives. 30 to 50% of adults have some low back pain each year at a cost of about $60 billion in American economy here. Patients suffering from chronic conditions are not effectively cured by usual medical care, and so they often seek out providers of integrative or complementary or alternative medicine, as it's called. Indeed, these therapies are used for low back pain more frequently than any other condition that gets treated. And, you know, when you put these things into perspective, 80% of the episodes of acute low back pain resolve within 6 weeks, kind of regardless of the approach. But unfortunately, about 75% of the patients have one or more relapses, and indeed, 72% continue to have pain after 1 year. Now, many patients report that persistence of activity limitations is the most troubling to them. They just can't do what they used to. So it's important to take action early and find exactly what's needed to tailor that treatment plan for that particular patient. And it's real important to remember that simple back pain is sometimes the beginning situation, the step that it leads down that slippery slope. So you want to treat something before you end up with a great deal of problems. The time is about 10 past the hour, and you're listening to Feeling Better, Naturally, with Dr. John Trowbridge on Star 790 KBME. the best medical updates ever. Your extended health forecast is brought to you now by Life Celebrating Health in Humble, near Bush Intercontinental Airport. Our crystal ball shows clear to partly cloudy, with the winds of change blowing. And if you're choosing to make changes to regain and maintain better health, then sunny skies are coming your way. If you don't know what you can do, or if you're not changing anything and simply hoping for the best because you've been feeling good, no problems, then partly cloudy to stormy skies are on your horizon. At Life Celebrating Health, you can depend on us as partners in your health care, and we'll design personalized programs to help keep your days sunny. And we'll show you how to spend less and get more. Call for a telephone consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-F-I-X-P-A-I-N. 1-800-FIX-PAIN. Ask to receive our free e-newsletter. Just share with us your email address. Or send your questions to us through our internet website, www.healthchoicesnow.com. Because, unlike the weather, you do have choices for better health. Julia from Pearland called and asked me to explain treatment options when drugs and physical therapy have failed to help with back and joint problems. So today we're joined by a wonderful patient, Paul Maddock from Austin, Texas, who came to see me 10 years ago for help with his problems. Paul, welcome this morning.
Good morning.
Good to hear, have you here.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Now, when you came in, you were grumping that the problems that you had were starting to interfere with the ability to lead your life.
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, just very briefly, I was in a serious accident when I was 11 years old, and I pretty well tore up my left knee and had been told that the only solution was to have it replaced. In 1978, they were going to replace it, and then at the last minute, I backed out. But it would lock up on me, and I fell several times because of it. But also, when I was 23 years old, I was hit in the back with 700 pounds and knocked off a drilling rig. And that sudden stop is what really got me. And so those two injuries together, you know, caused for a lot of pain all my life. And I didn't want any back surgery because a surgeon I really respected said I would just have the second to fix the first and the fourth to fix the third, and I'd probably end up in a wheelchair. So I opted for a lot of Anacin and a lot of just living with pain. Until you told me that there was possibly a solution for both of them at the same time. What really happened was that, as I recall, you told me that you could probably do a lot of good for my back to relieve the pain there, which I had walked almost like a drunk for a year because the sciatic nerve wouldn't let go of my left leg, but that something would need to be done with my left knee in order to take that strain off of the back.
Exactly. When you're hobbling around, you kind of walk imbalanced, and it's like a string of dominoes. One problem makes the next one worse.
Well, as you recall, or probably you don't, but from the time I was 11 years old after that accident, or 12 years old, I guess, I walked with my left leg pointed out at about 9:30 or 10 o'clock. So as you told me, you know, I had put a lot of strain into my back.
Absolutely.
So you went to work on my knee first, and I know most people wouldn't believe this, but with about 15 treatments, you pulled my knee around and put it within a half a degree of perfect alignment. And then it was pretty well tightened itself up, and then after that you did that reconstructive therapy in my back, and as you know, I don't see you very often.
That's right, and you lead a vigorous lifestyle.
We do. We own a furniture company. We specialize in adjustable beds and therapeutic furniture, and we do some pretty serious lifting at times, I won't deny it. Every once in a while, as you know, I can feel it when I really overdo it. And if I make a trip down to Humble and a treatment or two, and my back will be just as good as new. And that's what I've always been amazed about, is I can tell if I overdo it and if I need to come down there and see you, because it is just remarkable what it'll do. I cannot emphasize enough how something so simple could be so effective. And I've seen some of our clients, and I think of that lady up in Dallas that had those four back surgeries, and and how she told me that she really didn't need them. All she needed was to have come and seen you prior to all those surgeries, and how well she was doing after the treatments that you did for her.
Oh, she did dramatically better, just like you.
Oh, yes. And of course, don't forget, the reason that I ever met you was because of my wife.
That's right.
Because of her serious automobile accident, which she was supposed to be dead, and the fact that she just the fact that after a year of treatment and no results, and we doctored her all over the state, she couldn't get her arm horizontal, even her left arm. I mean, her right arm, and it all turned out just the way you said it would. I mean, she has full range of motion now, and everything else. And in case any of your listeners wonder, one of the best shoulder surgeons in the United States is the one that told her to go see you. And that to this day, that's always amazed me.
Well, it's nice when doctors take a look at a responsibility to get a patient to feel better. It doesn't matter whether that's the particular doctor and that's the particular treatment. It matters what the patient needs.
That's correct.
And how they'll respond. So that was a wonderful blessing, wasn't it?
Oh, I'll just share this with you. One of the blessings that I've is, as you well know, the ankle is a joint that can never be replaced. As much as I know today, there's the technology is not there for an artificial ankle.
That's right. They fuse them.
And that patient that you did, only because I know him, because I told him he should go see you, and he didn't want to do it. You know, the fact that they were going to either fuse it or amputate it, and here he is today. I just saw him a couple weeks ago again. Walking, no cane, no nothing, and no pain. And he's the first to tell me, you know, it was absolutely a blessing and a godsend that his wife insisted he go and see you.
That his wife insisted. Isn't it interesting how many times the wives sometimes have a sense of what's going to be true and real?
Well, not only that, but they also appreciate the fact that, you know, that it comes down to what's best for the health is what's best for the family.
Exactly. You know, keeping people working, keeping them enjoying their lives, and, you know, pain is such a disabling thing in terms of we get weird when we're hurting all the time.
Oh, well, that's right. I mean, if you have pain, and what happens really is usually you can't get a good night's sleep because that's when you're laying down and you're all of a sudden you're not active. All of a sudden you start feeling all those pains. I mean, you can bump an elbow and not notice it during the day, but when you lay down, all of a sudden you feel the throbbing.
You feel it a whole lot at night.
Right.
You know, I have to kind of thank you. You're thanking me for doing some things. But, you know, you talked with me when you first came in and said, I really want to show you my beds. These are really useful. And I said, oh, I'm a confirmed waterbed guy for years and years and years. And during one of my trips to Austin, I stopped on in at your furniture store there, which has highly specialized materials for medical usage. In other words, people who really need something special and comfort in their lives. And we most often think that that's people who are injured. But, you know, it's such a great way to stay healthy, because I could not believe the difference in comfort with the adjustable electric beds. And you got me on them. And I cannot believe how comfortable it can be to sleep in your life when you're on a really good supporting bed.
Oh, you know, it's amazing me, because that's how we got into that business years ago, because an elderly man showed me what an adjustable bed would do because of my back.
Uh-huh.
And to this day, and of course that's 17 years ago, to this day I think of, I won't mention his name, but one of the NFL football players that we've put in beds for, and his wife said, why didn't they tell us this years ago?
Right.
And, you know, I hear that over and over. I remember one cardiovascular surgeon up there in the Dallas Metroplex called me the day before Christmas one year and said, the only mistake I made was I should have bought this 20 years ago. And that's so often what we hear.
Well, that's true. And, you know, there's an old saying that the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago, and the second best time is today. And it's the same thing with your health. The best time to fix your health was 20 years ago, and the second best time is right now.
That's correct.
And you certainly have shared a great deal with me, and I know that your knees are doing dramatically better, because I see you hauling things right and left, up and down, And I know your back is doing a lot better.
Oh, I feel better today at 55 than I did at 35.
Isn't that awesome?
You know, I can't thank you enough. And also, you know, because of you, probably I'm more aware of things. I read more and I probably study more. And also because of our business. But I'm absolutely amazed. I mean, at 55, I just feel great. I don't know what else to say. I feel better now than I did for years and years. I don't have back pain. my knee doesn't give trouble. And as you may remember, I almost ripped that knee apart once after that.
That's right.
And you put it back together the second time.
That's right.
And I know my son doesn't remember doing it to me, but thank goodness that you don't have a long memory when you're young.
That's true. But, Paul, we're going to be right back with you. It's right now, 20 minutes past the hour here on Star 790 KBME with the best medical updates ever. Let's pause briefly for this public service announcement again because it's the beginning of the year and so many people have gone through the holidays and had some problems with alcohol or drugs in their lives. And we talked earlier about Al-Anon and Alateen as family help groups. And I'd like to share with you what Al-Anon and Alateen members learn. They learn that compulsive drinking is a disease, that other members of the family suffer from the effects of a loved one's drinking. Alcoholism is a family disease, and the whole family needs to recover from its impact. And we can detach ourselves emotionally from the drinker's problems while continuing to love the person. We have spiritual and intellectual resources with which to develop our own potentials no matter what happens at home. We can build satisfying and rewarding life experiences for ourselves, and we get better one day at a time by attending meetings, reading Al-Anon and Alateen literature, using the phone list, finding a sponsor, and becoming involved in service. We didn't cause alcoholism. We cannot control it, and we cannot cure it. And we can learn to understand ourselves and let go of our fears, resentments, and self-pity. We can learn to apply the principles of the steps, the traditions, and concepts of service to our daily lives. And guarding each member's anonymity is important, and gossip is detrimental to ourselves and Al-Anon. For more information on how your family can be spared from continuing problems with an alcoholic or a drug user in the family, call 1-888, the number 4, Al-Anon, A-L-A-N-O-N. Now, yesterday, January 9th, Dear Abby was first published in 1956. And today, well, today's a peculiar day. It's actually Peculiar People Day. That seems to be something I've sort of experienced all my life. This is also Blood Donor Month in January, so you can keep yourself alive by donating blood for yourself and have it saved for you for any future need. And it's also Hobby Month, and that's a way to keep yourself vital as well. So remember that this year is the year you're really going to get serious about having fun with that hobby. Now, Paul, you were talking about how wonderful things get in your life, but you were facing one that had a lot more limitations when we first met.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, if people haven't experienced what happens when the sciatic nerve acts up and
right.
you lose that leg, you know, and I was about a year that I walked around, like I said, like almost like a drunk. It just would not let go.
The electric storm in your leg.
Oh, yes. And of course, that electric storm was definitely hurting the business because, not an ego trip, but if I'm not there, I notice that it doesn't quite go the way it's supposed to.
Isn't that the truth?
And, you know, so it's amazing. It's amazing how the Lord works in strange ways because I certainly wouldn't wish that accident on Barbara again for anything. But if she hadn't had that accident, I would have never recovered the way I did. With my leg and then my back, and both of them were given a lot of trouble.
Exactly. You know, your wife's condition was kind of interesting to me because when you look at shoulder surgery, and I've never really met an operation for a shoulder that I really like. In fact, that's how I got into delivering reconstructive therapy, RT, for patients because my dad had injured his shoulder quite severely. And they wanted to do surgery, and we instead used reconstructive therapy to get him dramatically better. But the surgical operations are all based on the front part of the shoulder. That's pretty much where their interest is in repairing things. But most of her problem was in the back part of her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a serious limitation if you don't have a treatment for it. And happily, we did have reconstructive therapy for it, and she has done so well.
Well, she has, and you know, I don't know how much your listeners understand about that, but you know, that shoulder surgeon that really explained it said, you know, that really what happened in that accident, and the accident was that she was stopped, she got hit in the back by a truck running 70 miles an hour, and I mean, it was just totally knocked her across into a ditch and just totaled the front and the back of the vehicle, and just her seat was there, that's all. But anyway, that shoulder surgeon said, you know, at that split second or that second, of the point of impact, there was probably close to 300 G's of force on her body. So she just, you know, her that shoulder, the whatever you want to call it, the fibers are, that make up the muscle, they just opened up like, you know, the old thing about how an oak tree, a tree opens up and the straw goes in and then it comes back and you can't figure out how the straw got in.
Exactly.
There. Well, that's what happened to her muscles. They just unraveled, and when they came back, they didn't lay back in the way they were supposed to. That's
exactly
the way he explained it to me.
Well, you know, the shoulder's a really unique joint. The hip is a ball in a socket, so it has a stability when it's being used. But the shoulder, the arm bone is hanging down off the bony structures of the chest there, and it would literally fall off if rubber bands weren't holding it together and muscles weren't stabilizing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, knees are very similar in that regard. They would literally, those bones would slip off of each other unless you were being held together by those rubber bands, and again, by the muscles.
That's right. Now, just as a little aside, now think about all the people that sleep at night, and they sleep on their side, and they put all the pressure, all the weight of the body on that shoulder and the hip.
Exactly. Not built to take it.
No, and then they wonder why they have back problems.
Exactly. So, you know, that's one of the nice things. We've referred so many people to get the adjustable electric beds, and, you know, some people call these hospital beds. Well, you wonder if they need to have people comfortable when they're sleeping in the hospital, why shouldn't those same people be comfortable when they're sleeping at home?
Well, that's true. You know, of course, the thing is that, you know, most people are not aware of how that ever came to be, and the fact that that protocol all came because of IV treatments, the fact that they floated a human body in a saltwater tank at that time and found out that it doesn't want to lay flat. It always wants to contour to that neutral posture position.
Exactly.
And that's really all you do with a good therapeutic adjustable bed. You don't have it all distorted out of shape. It's just that gentle elevation of the legs and the back just to take that pull off the lower back muscles.
And that allows you to stay healthier and indeed regain more function over time.
That's right, so you don't have to see the doctor so often.
Exactly. Now, when you see the doctor, I mean, let's just explain. Reconstructive therapy uses needles. And, you know, everybody gets shy when they hear about needles, and I tell them, don't worry about how long it is. Just worry about how wide it is. That's the part that's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we figured out that it's the sharp needles that are hurting everybody, so we dull them up just before you come in. But, you know, what we're doing is finding those little areas in the rubber bands that have been torn and stretched and injecting just a little bit of fluid, a natural fluid, a calcium-based fluid for most people, that causes a little bit of inflammation. And, you know, everybody takes anti-inflammatory drugs. That stops the healing. And what we're doing is creating a little controlled inflammation, kind of like a smoldering mattress fire, if you'll let me use that example. And that's what turns on the healing, the instructions that God put inside.
It certainly works. It certainly does. And as far as this idea of pain, I mean, you know, it's not that bad. Anybody that's had any aches and pains in life has felt a lot more pain than what they're going to feel with that little prick of that needle.
Oh, isn't that true?
I mean, you know, I realize that, you know, different people have different senses, different awareness or different feelings about it, but I'll gladly take that little prick any day compared to some of the things that I've felt in my life. And I think anybody that's had, that's coming to see you has experienced a whole lot more pain than what that little prick with that needle is going to be.
Oh, that's absolutely true. And you know, there's a difference in discomfort. When you're hurting the way you're hurting with disease, it feels completely different and really bad compared to the discomfort associated with the treatment, which actually feels pretty good. It's like you're strengthening on the inside, because you are.
Oh, yes. You know, I can remember the first treatment you did in my back. I drove back, and I stopped over in Brenham, and I walked in that parking lot for about 5 minutes. And while I was walking, I thought to myself, you realize how much better you feel right now, even though you're a little bit tight and stiff from it. But I thought to myself, man, I don't have nearly the back pain that I did 4 hours ago. I couldn't believe it after one treatment in the back, how much a difference it made.
Gosh, you know, Paul, that was my experience, too. After my first treatment, I never wore my back braces again. And, you know, for someone who's had back surgery and all sorts of different kinds of braces, that was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So you would really encourage people, if they have questions, get them answered, right?
Doctor, I can't encourage them enough. I mean, I just don't know what else to say. I mean, I know a lot of people say, oh, it can't be, or, you know, that won't work for me. Now, maybe they've tried some things and they didn't work, and maybe they've even tried this someplace else. And there's two things to consider. One is the protocol itself. In the protocol, what is it that has, like, what, an 88% success rate?
Exactly.
But if I was going to have it done, I'd either no plug, but I'd either go down there and see you, or I'd go to Milwaukee and see that doctor up there. That'd be the two places I'd go. I wouldn't just trust anybody with it.
Well, it's called expert care for an expert problem. Paul, thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
You're welcome.
And you have the best of New Year's, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
It's now about 30 minutes past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. Sometimes, especially when our attention is focused on our health problems, we forget that laughter is the best medicine. And our joke for today is the good news, bad news type, except the doctor says, I have some bad news and some very bad news for you. The patient says, well, you might as well give me the bad news first. The doctor says, well, the lab called with your test results and they said you have 24 hours to live. The patient, 24 hours? That's terrible. What could be worse? I mean, what's the very bad news? The doctor says, I've been trying to reach you since yesterday. And remember, coming soon to Houston, the Houston Marathon and the Super Bowl. So get your shopping done before the traffic jams start, and that's just around the corner. I'd like to remind you how much this show depends on you to share your questions and ideas with me. What topics do you want to learn more about? What diseases, what tests and treatments, what nutritional supplements? Over the past 24 years, I've developed and improved integrative treatment programs to help many people suffering with frustrating illnesses, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, migraines and other headaches, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, hypoglycemia, diabetes, heart disease, even after surgery and especially congestive heart failure that we talked about last time, shortness of breath, restless sleep or insomnia, poor circulation and leg pains, poor memory, even Alzheimer's and other dementia problems, ulcerative colitis and other gut problems, frustrating skin conditions, disabling neck and back pains, sports injuries and arthritis, prostatitis, chronic urinary infections, chronic sinus and lung infections, osteoporosis, and so on. The list goes on. What disease problems would you like to know more about? And what books do you want reviewed? And what authors interviewed? You know, many of the leading authors and newsletter editors in preventive medicine have been personal friends of mine for years. What questions do you want answered? In my 25 years of practice, I've become acutely aware that very few people know that simple, effective, and cost-conscious solutions are available to help with their problems. And few people realize that several of the problems for which they are seeing different specialists are often related to the same basic cause. It simply makes much more sense to treat down at the roots of your health problems rather than running around trying to treat something separately on every branch where those branches represent the separate systems of your body. Correcting what is causing one problem might well give you improvements for several of the problems that frustrate and worry you. You've heard the saying that there's no free lunch, but we've pioneered a way to make your feeling better much more affordable for you. Make your healthcare investment pay even bigger dividends in your future. Get details on our exclusive and unique cashable voucher program that can return to you cash dollars for your future expenses. We're here to save your health and save your wallet as well. And that's what this show is all about, and that's what we're all about at Life Celebrating Health and Humble. Feel free to ask for a consultation with one of our treatment assistants. No fee, no obligation. Just dial 1-800-FIX-PAIN. That's 1-800-FIX-PAIN. You're listening to Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. And remember, we depend on you to invite your family and friends to tune in and join us here on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. And going further today, talking about back problems and other joint arthritis problems, we're joined this morning by Mike Pogson, one of my friends from years and years ago. Hi there.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Glad to be here.
You know, you and I go back a long time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. In fact, you tried to leave the Houston area and move to Boston.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we caught up with you. We were right there about the same time for a meeting, didn't we?
I know.
I remember touring Boston. That was fun, and we were able to do so because you're doing better in your life, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely, and it's hard to believe your 25-year anniversary here. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But it's coming up on 20 years for me now that I've been going to you. Can you believe that?
That's incredible.
I know.
That's incredible. You came in for back pain back in 1994 saying, hey, this is hurting mostly when I'm sitting and trying to draw and work. And, you know, the last 2 years are getting worse and worse. Tell us about that.
Yeah, boy, I had a lot of back pain. Well, crazy me. You were just talking a minute ago about the marathon coming up.
Yes.
Crazy me ran one of those Houston marathons a while back, and that took a toll on me. So the back pain, you know, it really hurt me.
Oh gosh, it takes a toll on everybody.
Absolutely. All that pounding on the Houston concrete.
Right.
But thanks to you. I mean, you know, we actually started years ago where you were helping me with the yeast problem that I had.
That's right. That's our book, The Yeast Syndrome.
Absolutely.
From 1996.
Yep.
86. I'm sorry. 86.
Yep. 1986. I've got a signed copy or one of the originals.
That's right.
But I actually started with that with a lot of abdominal pain. See, years ago, I had when I first started seeing you. Like back 1981 to 83, I had a 3 year period where I just was suffering tremendously from abdominal pain and psoriasis and fatigue, and I was in the hospital like 3 times in 3 years and saw about 12 to 15 different doctors, and they ran all the lovely tests like the upper and lower GI, which we all love so much, and you know, a lot of doctors trying to diagnose things that I had gallbladder infections and irritable bowel syndrome and acid reflux. One doctor had me put my bed, head of the bed on an incline to try that. And I was really, you know, frustrated. And I had, you know, bad reactions to some of the medications like Reglan. I remember I had just come out of the hospital and I had to go to the emergency room because my tongue swelled up so big, and I'm just having like muscle spasms, and it was just, you know, unbelievable. And I was just getting so frustrated trying to find an answer, you know, to the problems, mainly the abdominal pain that was, you know, with me. And luckily for me, you know, my frustration finally ran out. One day I had a good friend of the family that came over to visit, and his son and I, you know, grew up together, and he had accidentally shot his dad in a hunting accident, and of course, you know, his dad had to have a lot of blood transfusions and antibiotics and such, and so we started telling him about my problems, and you know, he told me about, hey, there's a book called The Yeast Connection, and I was like, oh, well, tell me more about it, and he said, well, there's a test inside, and if you take it and you score real high, you know, maybe that's part of the problems that you're having, and sure enough, I took the test and, you know, went through the ceiling and, you know, saw that, you know, the book was written by Dr. William Crook in Jackson, Tennessee. And I was like, you know, so in such bad shape at that time, so fatigued and just, you know, I'd wake up literally in the morning, my stomach was hurting me so bad that my mom was like, you know, we got to take you to the emergency room. And I was just, you know, frustrated. So finally I, you know, wrote to Dr. Crook. The nurse called me back, said, hey, there's a doctor in Richardson, which is close to Dallas where my friend was, and one in Victoria. And I said, well, Victoria is a little bit closer. And I called the number, and of course, it was disconnected, and I kind of gave up hope. And then the doctor himself, Dr. Crook, called me back and said, hey, there's a doctor in Humble that can probably help you out. And I said, hey, that's a lot closer. And sure enough, came into your office, Dr. T, and you helped me tremendously, you know, right away. I saw that it was just a completely different atmosphere because I, you know, like I said, I'd been to like 12 to 15 different doctors and just gone, you know, around and around trying to figure this out. And everybody there was positive in your office and upbeat. And I'll never forget you had the nurse call Dr. Crook's office to thank him for referring me to your office. And I thought that was just the greatest thing. And then, you were kidding me about, you know, saying, you know, well, you want to go back to the hospital and go through all the tests again with the upper and lower GI. I was like, oh my, I don't think I want to do that again. And of course, you put me on the anti-yeast program, and you explained everything to me, and it, you know, it just made a lot of sense, you know, and I felt like, hey, you know, here's somebody that really cares, and here's some real hope for me. You know, it wasn't just, you know, another patient going into a traditional doctor and rush them through and give them a prescription to try and mask the pain. And, you know, that goes right back to the reconstructive therapy for the back pain. I mean, a lot of people, you know, try and take things that mask the pain, like, you know, aspirin or Tylenol or something. And it's, you know, just helping you for a short time, and you're not really getting the results that you want.
How true that is. Mike, hold that thought. We'll be right back with you. We sometimes forget that spiritual centering is an important part of healing, getting better and staying healthier. Today's verse is from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is her right hand, and her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. Blessed wisdom. And you know, that's very much about what Mike is sharing with us today. So, you know, when you talk about all these different problems, Mike, that you came in with, you know, people sometimes get worried that I'm giving them a laundry list of all these different illnesses that we can help with at Life Celebrating Health. But indeed, we do, don't we?
Well, absolutely. And I mean, you know, we first started on the phase one plan, which you may have talked about, I'm sure, on the show with the MEVI program, which MEVI stands for fresh meats, eggs, fresh vegetables, and plain yogurt. And of course, the yogurt was the toughest part for me at the beginning, because when you first try plain yogurt, people that haven't tried it before probably aren't going to like it too much. But after a while, you acquire the taste to it. And, you know, the things that I found out from you, it's just, you know, it's an awareness type of thing.
Exactly.
You know, you have to educate yourself. And one of the things, you know, I found out right away was when you go into the grocery store, and I see people every time I go in there now, I think about it, you know, shop around the outside of the grocery store. That's where all the things that you want to get, the produce and the eggs and the fresh meats and the yogurt. And, you know, there's only one health food aisle, and it's always funny because, you know, what are the other aisles? The unhealthy
yes.
foods?
That's, you
know,
right.
It's just kind of crazy. But
you know, that's still the basis for healing. When people come in and they've got back and other joint problems, we still put them on that kind of fundamental lifestyle diet, real food.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's, you know, the most exciting thing for me was after I'd gone to all these different doctors and, you know, they'd mask the pain and I didn't really get the results I was looking for long term, and I saw results right away. I mean, that was the most important thing. Within the first week, you know, or so, I used to have, when I woke up in the mornings, for lack of a better word, I call them sleepies on my eyelids, that I used to have to literally pick these off. And I mean, for 2 or 3 years, I had these. Within the first week, they went away. And I was like, wait a minute, I think something is right here for once.
Exactly.
You know, and I had real bad dried out feet, and they cleared up. And then, of course, my abdominal pain started to get better. So I was pretty excited about the program. And we took it pretty slow and added a few things on. When you go to phase two, we added on like Monterey Jack cheese and corn tortillas. I used to, and I still do, use corn tortillas for, you know, literally everything. You know, it's great to use that, and rice cakes and that type of thing. And the thing was, you know, I always thought that I was, you know, eating and drinking good things like apple juice or raisins and that type of thing. And I found out pretty quick from your book and from the Yeast Connection and the Yeast Syndrome both, that concentrated juices, you know, aren't a real good thing to have, especially with a yeast problem.
Exactly. You know, the yeast problem can certainly interfere with people getting better from back and joint problems and such like that, because they interfere with healing processes. Now, what's really unique about you, and I think this is such a wonderful testament to your faith in the way that people can get better, is that you first came to me for just all sorts of vague and unusual symptoms, but when you really started having problems with your back, you didn't just go look for an orthopedic doctor. You said, wait a second, I think that maybe Dr. Trowbridge might have something to help there too, because we have so many of our patients who we help them with one thing, then they go to other folks for the other things that are also tied in there.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, it all ties together.
Yeah, that's the spiderweb theory of medicine. Mike, we'll be right back with you because we want to hear more from you. It's now about 45 past the hour here on Star 790 KBME, the best medical updates ever. For your better health, I'd like to share with you this special announcement. There are more than 4,000 different chemicals in cigarette smoke, and dozens of those chemicals are known to cause cancer. Is that what our kids should be breathing? Please, don't expose children or friends or family to cigarette smoke. Let's give everyone the chance to breathe free. This message is brought to you by Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge for a smoke-free America. You know, today's celebrities' birthdays are kind of neat. 1904, actor-comedian Ray Bolger came onto the planet. And then in 1949, Houston's own George Foreman, heavyweight champion of the world. And in 1945, singer Rod Stewart has brought us many great pleasurable moments. And Mike, let's talk a little bit about after you got better, you moved away, and then you came back, and you came in to see us for your back pain. How did you feel? What were you thinking about your back and your future? What was going to happen?
Well, I think being in Boston with all the snow and everything, shoveling that snow every day really took a toll on my back. My lower back was just really fatigued, and, of course, the long drives coming back down.
Exactly. That's why we live in the Sun Belt.
Yeah. So it was nice to be back home again, but, you know, and since, you know, I've had, you know, the experiences before, like I shared with you a minute ago, and you've always come through for me, and I knew right away that, you know, I could come to you and with that type of problem, with the back problem, and you had the reconstructive therapy that you'd started a few years before that, and, you know, it absolutely helped me. I mean, I just had, you know, a few treatments, and it seemed to definitely right away, you know, do the rub-a-dub-dub after the injection.
Uh-huh.
And I got so used to it, you know, when you first, I guess just like anything, you know, when you first start it, it seems a little bit scary. You're going to go through a series of injections, but
right, needles,
you know,
on me?
But
no.
Really, it's not bad at all.
That's,
you know,
right.
Like,
you know, Mike, you had the most amazing thing. You described it as like a sunburn feeling in the middle of your sacrum, the lowest part on your back there.
Yeah.
It was such a strange sensation, and I'm sure if you tried to tell that to some other doctor, they'd go, "Yeah, right."
Oh, I know.
Uh huh. It's interesting to have those kinds of issues get better, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, we have done a number of treatments, not very many. I think it's about 15 on your back. And you remember how thrilled I was when you said you wanted to run the marathon?
I know. And you'll be thrilled when I tell you I probably would have run another one.
Oh, no.
Well, but really, you know, it just shows you that where I came from and
uh-huh.
where I've gotten to.
Well, we're really after optimum performance, whatever level people want. They just want to do comfortable gardening, if they want to do their hobbies, whatever, or if they want to be marathoners. And you have had just a wonderful experience in the last 20 years in terms of your health, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. I was just thinking about it the other day when I was a kid and probably between like the ages of 6 and 22 when I first started coming to you. I had probably strep throat every, you know, 3 or 4 years. I had it about 6 times. And I was just thinking, when was the last time that I had strep throat? And it was 1983.
Wow.
And, of course, that was the year right before I came to you.
That's
it's been
excellent.
20 years now since I've had strep throat, and that was, you know, the time that I've been going to you.
That's outstanding. You've learned the lessons well. Mike, thanks so much for sharing with us this morning, and we wish you many, many happy New Years to come.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Dr. T. You're the greatest.
You bet. Thank you. You know, we want to talk about a book that we wrote back in 1996 called Do What You Want to Do. This is a book that talks about being limited by pain and by problems with your neck and back and various joints. This book is a collection of patient stories similar to those shared with us today by Paul and by Mike. And what we really want you to do is to get the information to understand, because, you know, the take-home message is the most important thing today. Drugs and surgery do have their place, and that's especially for accidents and other injuries that are pretty devastating. They also have their place for genetic problems that need extra correction. But for most of what ails most of us, treating at the root of the cause can stimulate and turn on God's healing instructions on the inside. If you have joint problems, most likely you have torn rubber bands. Those are the ligaments that hold us together. Those are the pieces of the puzzle that keep it working. And if you don't treat where the real problem is coming from, all you're doing, as Mike said, is just putting patches on, just putting things that are for comfort and not for true healing. And that's indeed what we want to turn our attention to now. We want to complete our discussion from last week on why we suffer so, despite the miracles of modern medicine. Let's review the 7 missed opportunities for better health. Listen carefully. Which ones have you missed? And what are you going to do about it now? The first missed opportunity for better health is literally for pregnancy. About 1 couple in 6 in so-called developed countries, that's like the United States and in Europe, are unable to conceive a child. Yet pregnancy should be a natural result for healthy people. The key is that they are not healthy people. Sperm counts have been declining in men for years, and young women report many problems with their cycles. And advanced testing often shows that these couples have various deficiencies of essential building blocks. Remember, we talk about the trace factors that are missing, but you need for health and repair. Those are minerals and vitamins. And they sometimes have unexpectedly higher levels of environmental pollutants, such as toxic heavy metals. What we talked about is lead and arsenic and aluminum and cadmium and mercury and so on. And organic chemicals. Remember, we said cigarette smoke has over 4,000 chemicals in it. Well, that's about the number of chemicals that are added each year into the environment, new things that are discovered. And indeed, do you think that every one of those is tested for its effects on you and other living things? That's a missed opportunity for better health, is that we're not healthy for the pregnancy. And the second missed opportunity is that pregnancy specialists, obstetricians and gynecologists, often fail to recognize their keen responsibility to the developing baby to be sure that all of its cell needs are met. How can research studies years ago show that folic acid is a critical vitamin for early spinal cord development, all the while physicians have reassured women as they unknowingly took less than optimal dosages of this critical vitamin? How can obstetricians for many years treat some women with magnesium for sudden severe blood pressure problems before delivery, yet these very same doctors have reassured women as they unknowingly took less than ideal dosages of this vital mineral that could have prevented such a crisis for both mother and baby? In other words, we have the research knowledge. We have the science. Why is it that we don't have it in practice? The third missed opportunity for better health comes as we're children. Especially in developed countries, we eat far too many sugars and starches and cooked fats during our developmental years. Pediatricians reassure mothers that vitamins aren't really necessary beyond the commercial once-a-day formulas that are commonly available. Yet ear and tonsil infections, asthma and allergies, behavioral disturbances, learning disabilities, juvenile delinquency, physical development problems, particularly with female reproductive organs, seem to be increasingly common. And most of these are easily correctable by appropriate evaluation and treatment by advanced specialists, not simply usual medical specialists. The fourth missed opportunity for better health, well, in the misguided belief that pumping iron or jogging, you know, the marathon stuff, or aggressive sports such as tennis will improve their well-being, many young and middle adults lunge into physical training programs that stress and wear down their frames, their bones and bands. In the misguided belief that a few excess pounds are dangerous, they frequently switch from one to another fad diet that can damage their cells by severe restrictions of oils, vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients. I'll give you a good example. You know, grapefruits are wonderful. They're a great treat. But if you take grapefruit on a regular basis, you interfere with one of the detoxicating enzymes, one of the detoxifiers in your liver. And that can lead to all sorts of complications inside you as you change the metabolism from regularly eating something as supposedly healthy as grapefruit or being too long on the grapefruit diet. The fifth missed opportunity for better health, when these injuries occur, People have been trained by television, radio, and print ads to reach immediately for medications. More recent ads have promoted prescription medications for various discomforts, you know. Ask your doctor. And the United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has, surprisingly, made a number of prescription drugs readily available over-the-counter for indiscriminate self-treatment. Despite the warnings on the box, people take them for what they feel they need. The side effects of arthritis medications called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, N-S-A-I-D-S, such as aspirin, ibuprofen, and others, directly account for an estimated 30,000 deaths every year in North America alone. And anti-ulcer medications such as Tagamet, Axit, and Pepcid are so effective at reducing natural acid production in the stomach that they can interfere with the absorption of vital minerals and proteins. When the body is short of these nutrients, cells are unable to repair and function more normally. When illnesses occur, people have been trained to see their local physician, and studies have shown that almost every doctor visit results in prescriptions being offered, some of them for months or continuing for years. When the common problem of high blood pressure is first diagnosed, usual physicians fail to look for specific, known, common, and treatable causes that have been associated with heart and blood vessel changes. When asked about heart attack risks, physicians focus on the hidey-hoes: high cholesterol, high blood sugar, high blood pressure. But medical studies have shown that other risk factors are even more critical for long-term survival. Less than 1 in 1,000 physicians ever checks for one of these key factors. And even laboratory reports erroneously show that what you would be told is normal could actually mean you have triple the normal risk for a heart attack. Can you afford to risk your life while you wait many years for all of those usual doctors to finally catch up with what has already been discovered? The sixth missed opportunity for better health, when people began to realize that they have developed serious illnesses, ones that could severely limit their activities or even lead to suffering and death, they turn to specialists who share the very same biases as their family physicians. More drugs and more surgery are the result. Slowly at first, and then more quickly and more surely, they worsen and add even more drugs and more operations. At every step of the way, they trust their physicians have taken into account all of the scientific medical information that would be relevant for their care. Yet no one takes responsibility for not knowing how cells slip from health into decreasing function, dragging you into further suffering and finally severe crises. As a human birthright, we're given the miraculous gift of a self-repairing body. Then we trade it for a bowl of porridge called drugs and operations, chemotherapy poisons, and radiation burns. And no one pauses to wonder whether we have turned our back on the only life-saving choice we have, restoring health by helping each and every cell to recover, to repair, and to rejuvenate. Next week, we'll discuss that last missed opportunity for better health and what you can really do about it. So stay tuned. You know, what do you do with a father who has smoked for dozens of years and is finally having his aorta replaced in his mid-50s? And what do you do with a father who's injured his shoulder severely, his neck and back and knee pains and foot arthritis pains, and still wants to live alone? Go ahead and tune in next week, because we'll talk with you about solutions to those problems. Our production engineer today is Mark Fisher. Our production assistants, Catherine Hill, Kathy Guyon, and Rhonda Bird. Thanks for joining me today to learn more practical pointers to help you regain and maintain better health. I invite your feedback. What do you want to hear more about? What questions do you want answered? Let us know by email, info@healthchoicesnow.com, by fax, 281-540-4329, or by mail. Just call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for the address. Talk with one of our treatment assistants. Let us know what you want to hear. You can receive our free e-newsletter. Simply share your email address with us. Feel free to come by to see what's so special and visit with patients here at our office, where they're feeling better right now and they're anxious to share their successes in person. Call 1-800-FIX-PAIN for directions or a map right here in Humble. We'd love to show you where better health happens. Remember, if your money, your time, your effort, your comfort, or even your life is at stake, get the very best answers and the very best treatment you can find. Rely on experts who can make sense out of your problems, who have the experience to produce results for you. When life is your choice, failure is not an option. Our message is one of hope for a healthier future, and we aim to produce those results for you. Invite your family and friends to join me next week, Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. on Star 790 KBME for the best medical updates ever, exclusively on Feeling Better Naturally with Dr. John Trowbridge. Have a great day and a wonderful week.